It's time now for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by McDonald's Food and Family Center in the Northgate Shopping Center, Bad Axe, by Narayan Physical Therapy of Bad Axe and Carroll, by More Motor Sales of Carroll, the minivan capital of the Thumb, and by Chiller's Grill of Bad Axe, the new hotspot of the high school sports world. Now here's your host, Clark Ramsey.
And welcome to another edition of the Coach's Corner on WLEW. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for the Coach's Corner. On today's program, we are interviewing one of the schools making the switch from 11-man to 8-man football in the region, the North Huron Warriors. After the break, Coach Travis Fisher will be joining us on the program to take us through the ins and outs of the North Huron program. Stick around.
Game nights are busy. Let your friends at McDonald's Food and Family Center make things a bit simpler for you. Whether you're tailgating, eating on the run, or trying to sit down with the family before or after the game, count on McDonald's Food and Family Center to provide you with the choices you want, complete with the convenience and affordable prices you've come to know and expect from your favorite hometown grocer. Hot and cold deli case, salads and subs ready to grab and go, and so much more. McDonald's Food and Family Center, helping families enjoy game night for over 57 years.
There are people with book smarts, people with street smarts, and people who have both. They know what's in the book, and they know real life doesn't always follow the book. These are the people you want to treat your sports injury. Certified athletic trainer Stacy Cray at Narayan Physical Therapy is trained in sports-specific injuries, and she knows the games. Stacy knows the future physical demands on the injured area, and she has responded to on-field and on-court injuries at area school athletic events for the past 8 years. You have the right to choose, so make the smart choice. Take your doctor's assessment and treatment order to caring people who really know sports injuries. Narayan Physical Therapy of Bad Axe.
Joining me now is the head coach of the North Huron Warriors, Travis Fisher. How are you doing today, Travis?
If I was any better, I couldn't stand it, buddy.
Well, that's very impressive. Well, let's jump right into it. Last year you played 11-man football. And needless to say, it was a little bit of a rebuilding year, going 0-9, I believe.
Yes, we did.
Take us through last year.
We had a brutal schedule, but I was never more proud of a team than I was the last year's boys. We started 8 sophomores on offense and 7 sophomores on defense. We had some good leaders in Evan Dice and Jake Schromsky and Tommy Fisher, but unfortunately, we were just so many underclassmen, it was just tough for us to get anything going momentum-wise. But the boys never quit. They never gave up. They worked just as hard week 8 and 9 as they did in the preseason. So I'm real excited about where we're heading with this group.
And that was the one thing I was going to bring up. You played a brutal schedule last year, playing a bunch of Class C teams.
And I think most of them all won division games. But that's life, you know. You just take them one game at a time, and you power through the best you can.
Absolutely. Well, that takes us to this year. Well, first off, let's go through who graduated last year and who's no longer on the team.
Like I said, we lost Tommy Fisher, Evan Dice, Jake Sharomsky, Eric Lesbrandt were all captains for me last year, and they were a great group of kids. They worked very hard, and were very, very coachable. But that's the beautiful part about high school football, is getting to see who's coming up next year to try to fill those shoes, you know.
And you're talking about these 8 sophomores on offense and 7 sophomores on defense from last year. Who in particular is really going to stand out this year on the both sides of the ball?
I think Brandon Moore is going to be outstanding on either side of the ball this year. I'm really looking for big, big things for him. I think the Strozewski brothers, Nick and Mike, are both excellent, excellent football players, and I think their future is very, very bright as well. And also, I started sophomore quarterback Kyle Case, who I believe we passed for 700 yards last year against some very tough competition. And for him being as young as he was, I was very, very impressed how he worked out.
It's time for our final break on the Coach's Corner here on WLEW Sports. We'll be back with more with head coach Travis Fisher of the North Huron Warriors right after this.
Get your pregame snack and postgame pick-me-up at the newest hotspot for the high school sports world, Chiller's Grill of Bad Axe. They have everything you need from the four basic food groups, burgers, dogs, fries, and ice cream. With their selection, you'll be tweeting all night. Get the car and load up the gang, or use the team bus. Head to Bad Axe for a burger that actually tastes like a burger. Check out Chiller's value menu, a small chill burger, coney dog, chicken sandwich, medium drink, or small soft serve ice cream cone for only $1.49 each. Get a hot dog or small fry, just 99 cents. Drive through or dine in, chill at Chiller's in the former Dairy Queen on M53 at the north end of Bad Axe. And save even more with Chiller's coupons on thumbnet.net.
Come to Moore Motor Sales in Caro for this summer clearance event. Save on Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep. The 2013s are arriving daily, and right now that means great savings on the 2012s. Buy a Dodge Grand Caravan for under $22,000. See the all-new Dodge Dart for as low as $15,995. Plus, we also have the 2013 Ford Escape, a winner in the segment of small crossover utility with athletic driving dynamics and plenty of useful high-tech features. All now at Moore Motor Sales, M81 in Carroll.
We are on the phone currently with the head coach of the North Huron Warriors, Travis Fisher. Now, Travis, you made the switch to eight-man football this year. The entire NCTL is now eight-man. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's no secret. Everybody who knows me knows I was not for it at first. But it was just ignorance on my part. I never gave it a fair chance because, honestly, the position I played in high school is not on the field now. And it was tough for me to take, but, you know, I gave it an honest chance and looked into it, and it's still blocking and tackling. It's still effort. It's still work ethic. It's still everything I love about the game of football. And I'm real excited about us playing more of our level competition and having some fun out here.
Absolutely. And I'm kind of the same way. I've never broadcasted an eight-man football game. We're going to be broadcasting some this year. So it's a new era for WLIW as well here. So
I think it's exciting that our whole league went, too. I think that's I believe we're the only league that went fully to an eight-man thing. So I think that's exciting to kind of be helping leading the way and trying to get it out there a little more.
Very true, especially when you have small schools like Caseville getting back into the football game.
Isn't that exciting?
It's great for the whole area.
Sure is.
So, all right, let's go through this year's schedule. From what I can figure out, you have so far six games scheduled. Is that correct?
Oh, no, we have all nine.
You have all nine. Okay. Well, take me through your season. I don't have proper information here from the MHSA.
I believe we're playing Kingston twice, CPS twice, and we added a team, St. Joe's, from the other side of the state, that will be going to play at Weberville on Saturday night, which is going to be fun. And other than that, it's Deckerville, everybody else, and Cardinal Mooney is all in the NCTL for eight-man this year.
So what are your thoughts on this year's league? Who's going to be the forerunners? Where do you think you're going to end up?
Deckerville is always tough. They got such a great program going there and such great traditions. Them boys are always, always tough. I'm really excited about our chances at having a fair crack at this. I think the experience we got last year was unbelievable for us, and our workouts have been good, and the guys are working hard. And I've heard Kingston's going to be pretty tough this year, too. So should be exciting.
So in a few sentences, what are you most excited about the North Huron Warriors this year?
Oh, that's tough. There is so much. I'm excited because I think the boys are going to be rewarded for last year. And it sounds odd to say it like that, but I think what the 0-9 that they went through and how tough it was on them is going to be just that much more rewarding for them this year when they do some successful things, and it shows that all that work was worth it and all the effort was worth it. I love stuff like that. I think it's a huge part of what football is all about.
Now, last year we saw glimpses of your Wildcat offense. Do you feel like that's more suitable for eight men, having a lot more energy and a lot quicker game on both sides of the ball?
Yeah, it does seem to play a little bit, but I'm a firm believer. I think Deckerville is going to not stray too far away from who and what they are. I'm still going to remain an Iron Pro team. It's still blocking and tackling. It's still, you know, you got to block up front. It's going to be a little bit more open, but I think all them high scores that you were seeing are going to adjust once people get a little feel for defense on it, and it's going to be fun.
Well, I can't wait. Football is only right around the corner. How has practice been going so far?
I'm out at it right now. It's going great. Guys are working hard. We got some pads popping, and I love this time of year.
Absolutely. Well, I won't hold you up. Best of luck to you. We'll see you out on the field throughout the season. North Huron Warriors, Travis Fisher, thanks for joining us tonight.
Anytime. Thank you.
Hey, have a good one.
You too, bud.
That is going to wrap up today's edition of the Coach's Corner, all talking about North Huron football, making the switch from 11-man to 8-man football. The entire NCTL now in 8-man football. Exciting times for the Class D schools. Like you were saying, even Caseville is in on the party now. Join us for the next edition of the Coach's Corner, weekdays all the way to the beginning of the season. But hey, the football season right around the corner. For WLEW Sports on the Coach's Corner, I'm your host, Clark Ramsey. We'll see you soon.
Coach's Corner has been brought to you by McDonald Food and Family Center in the Northgate Shopping Center, Bad Axe, by Narayan Physical Therapy of Bad Axe and Carroll, by Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, the minivan capital of the Thumb, and by Chiller's Grill of Bad Axe, the new hotspot of the high school sports world.